USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Severe weather is expected to pound the central United States on Friday. A storm that's creating blizzard conditions in Montana and the Dakotas will collide with warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico late this afternoon to create a stirring of violent thunderstorms stretching from Minnesota to the Texas Panhandle. Forecasters are predicting flash flooding, large hail, gusty winds, and possible tornadoes across the plains Friday afternoon into Friday evening. Russia is imposing a new round of sanctions targeting people like Vice President Harris and Mark Zuckerberg. The travel bans are in retaliation for the United States sanctions against Russia following the invasion of Ukraine. Russia unveiling the new list shortly after President Biden announced another $800 million in military aid to Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
Border Patrol and communities along the southern border are dealing with illegal immigrants arriving at the highest levels in two decades. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden, appearing on Fox News, says the influx of illegal immigrants has caused a dangerous problem in the United States.
The crisis at the border has fueled this fentanyl epidemic that we are seeing across the nation. Democrats are aware of that. They're worried about how that will affect them in November. And we're seeing deaths from fentanyl overdoses that are really scaring everyday Americans.
Customs and Border Protection has seized more than 5,300 pounds of fentanyl so far this year. Over 30 Palestinians have been injured in the latest clash with Israeli police in Jerusalem's oldest city. Palestinian medics say the protesters were injured early Friday in a clash at the Al-Quwaza Mosque and that 14 were taken to the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Wildfires are continuing to cause havoc across the western United States.
As a half dozen large wildfires continue to grow in Arizona and New Mexico, firefighters are bracing for the return of the ferocious winds in the southwest after a slowing allowed them to attack the flames from the air for the first time in days. Preston Mercer, a fire specialist in the Coconino National Forest, takes a minute with the Associated Press.
Well, this fire is 100% a wind-driven fire, and most of the fires we get in northern Arizona are wind-driven fires. Typically, we catch the fires after the wind dies down, you know, once the wind event goes away. In the springtime, sometimes we get 5-, 6-, 7-day wind events, and that's what we're seeing here.
USA Radio News.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. A funeral service is taking place for Patrick Leoya in Grand Rapids, Michigan Friday. Leoya ran from police and attempted to grab an officer's taser before he was shot. Leoya had a long criminal rap sheet and was pulled over because his license plate didn't match the car he was driving. Morale among Border Patrol agents is reportedly at an all-time low as they face an expected surge of illegal immigration after President Biden plans to rescind Title 42 on May 23rd. There were more than 220,000 migrant encounters in March, the highest number in decades. More news at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.